Why is it important to be your own leader? If you are a leader for your own life, it's going to take more thought, more energy. It's going to be more stress, more challenge, more pressure. But what you get with that is a much more fulfilling, meaningful experience that is personally tailored to you and allows you to use the prefrontal cortex, your forebrain, where you have governance over yourself, more control over your emotions, and you make decisions. You don't even make decisions, you spontaneously act. You just do what you love. You culminate these visions and plans inside of your mind and you act them out because it's just what you do and it's who you are. And it's very clear who you are because you are the only voice in your head. If you're a follower and you put others above you, you start working in the brain, the lower part of the brain, where you offload your decisions, where you don't think as much, you just react instead of you're reactive instead of being proactive. You use hindsight instead of foresight. This idea was provoked by the book I was reading by Plato called Crito, about Socrates, one of the greatest, well, I should say, one of the most influential philosophers, lovers of wisdom that there has ever been in Western civilization. And Socrates was basically put to death, sentenced to death. And his friend Crito comes up in the jail cell and he says, "Hey man, like, I'm going to break you out. Let's get you out of here. I've got the money, I've got the resources. We'll pay some guys off, we'll sneak you out. All right, let's go." And Socrates is like, "Yeah, I'm not, that's not the right thing for me to do. I don't feel within who I am that that is the right thing for me to do." And it's like he's taking full responsibility of what he's done. He didn't really do much. He was very provocative and he would walk around the streets of ancient Athens and basically teach people for free and giving them these grand ideas that the universe is, you know, what you make of it and how to live a better life and how to not follow people. You know, he was a leader who helped people to lead their own lives. Anyway, so he was sentenced to death and his friend Crito is trying to help him escape. And Socrates is like, "Nah, I'm good." But then Crito was like, "Hey man, like, all these people are gonna be judging me and criticizing me because I could have helped you, and then there's going to be all these people that are going to be, you know, talking behind my back and gossiping and saying that I'm not a good person because I didn't help you." And Socrates is like, "Hey man, why do you care so much about what all of these people think? If you were sick, would you care what everyone thinks, or would you care more about what the doctor thinks? If you had a dog, you wanted to train your dog, would you care about what everyone thinks? Or would you go to the person who trains dogs and is a dog person and listen to them?" And Crito's like, "Well, obviously, I would go to the dog person or go to the doctor." So Socrates is like, "Well, why do you care what all these people think about your friendship with me? And, you know, who would be most important to think about our relationship?" And he said, "Well, you." And Socrates was like, This is what I want." So Crito didn't have any words to say about that because when you're a leader, you have a greater amount of certainty within yourself and around others. and it radiates from within your soul and it attracts other people towards you, because whoever has the most amount of certainty is going to be the leader. Everyone has leaders and followers as well. So Socrates had mentors, or one main mentor. And I don't want to lead you down the path that you must always be a leader with everything you do, because there's a 50-50 balance of being a leader and being a follower. The greater leader you are, the greater follower you are. So it's not about disregarding everything and only being a leader. It's figuring out what your highest value is, what your purpose is, what your mission is, what your goals are, what your highest priority actions are for today, and taking action towards them and being a leader where you're most certain, you're most confident, and chipping away those goals and metricing the progress, tracking progress, asking better questions, planning out more details, writing down what you're grateful for, documenting the process. And then in other areas where you're not as confident or familiar, that's when you listen, and that's where you are a follower. So it's important to be a leader like Socrates, because it gives us the power of our own lives. When we have the power over our own lives, we are empowered and we have a greater opportunity for love, wisdom, certainty. Our presence is felt when we walk into the room. We're more grateful for what we have because we are the ones who've created it. Are you more grateful for a dinner that you've picked up on Uber Eats, or a dinner that you've gone out to all these different shops, you've looked up the recipe, you've spoken to people, you've spent the day in the kitchen making it, and you've served it up for your friends? What's going to be more meaningful? Something that you've created and done yourself. So me personally, I'm on a mission, a quest to advance the areas of philosophy and psychology and travel the world, speaking, researching, writing, traveling, and absorbing as much knowledge as I can to pass on the human love and beauty and consciousness throughout the universe. That's my mission. That's what I'm here for. And that's where I'm a leader. I'm not a leader in cooking or driving or cleaning or fucking botany or mowing the lawn or, you know, all these gardening. I'm not a leader in those fields. I'm a leader in philosophy and psychology. I want to help people, coach people, help them get clear on their purpose. That's where I'm most confident. And that's where I'm most fulfilled. If you offload the decisions where you know innately you want to be a leader, and you know when you're in a room and you just feel like fucking, like, what's this person doing? This person has no idea. They're going to get us hurt, injured. This is taking way too long. And you want to step, you feel that calling from inside. You want to step up and you want to lead and you want to help people. If every time you feel that calling and you disregard it, you're lowering your self-worth. By stepping up and being a leader, you're not only expanding your self-worth, you're helping others to expand their self-worth. So expand your self-worth. Find out, where do you want to be a leader? Be as wise as Socrates. Accept death, even though it's death. accept the fate of your leadership, and with that will come meaning and fulfillment and love. Thank you for watching or listening. Subscribe.